education and employment. Many complex factors contribute to educational and employment achievement in youth, such as disability, involvement with the justice system, and homelessness. 84% of high school students in Minnesota graduate in 4 years. In Minnesota, this rate decreases by 35% for youth experiencing homelessness, 21% for youth with disability, and on average nationally between 13 and 39% for youth experiencing juvenile incarceration. Nationally, youth with disability are more likely to be incarcerated, with 85% of incarcerated youth having a disability and just 37% receiving special educational services. A study conducted by the Journal of Criminal Justice concluded that incarcerated youth with higher level of educational achievement are more likely to return to school after release. And those youth who returned to and attended school regularly were less likely to be rearrested within 12 and 24 months. In large incarceration facilities, classes are typically much larger than public schools, more likely to be organized by age over ability, offer fewer subjects, and are far less rigorous than those of other schools, both as a result of trauma experienced in the juvenile justice system and the subpar educational received within discussed previously. Youth who experience incarceration suffer a deterioration in employment prospect. Most studies have found that incarceration increases the length of unemployment, reduces the probability of employment, erode wages and earnings, and exacerbates turnover.